Kathy is in Westfield. You're on Jersey 101.5. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Dennis and Judy. How you doing?
Good. Great.
So I just told your screener, I am the mother of the young man who created the New Jersey map.
Mrs. Steinfeld?
Oh, thank you for putting it all right out there. Yes, that's me.
How are you?
I'm good.
You've obviously done a very good job raising your son.
We like Joe. Is it Joe? Joey.
Joe. He's a great kid. Did not mean any harm by it. He was just having fun.
Who thought he meant it harm?
I guess he's getting some complaints.
Some of the TV media was not at all kind.
Really? What did they say? Who and what?
They were saying it was racist. They were offended by it, specifically some of the mayors of more urban cities. And it was a kid, and it's satire. And satire is supposed to be truthful, and it's satire is supposed to kind of pinch a little.
But, you know, Judy and I, our show, the station in general, is not the mainstream media. We
I understand.
Right.
And I am so sorry I missed your segment. There was no way I could hear it.
Right. And, you know, we said, hey, kudos to him. He was right on. This is clever. So amazing. And we often say the same we speak in the same way that Joe put that map together.
In very plain terms.
Yeah. But the TV media does not. They're very politically correct. They want to be oversensitive. They want to goad people into being oversensitive.
Exactly. And called our home. You should see my caller ID. Oh, my God. I have to save the list of phone calls we got. But they called the home, and Joey spoke to Eyewitness News representative and said, you know what? I put it out as a joke. I really don't want to be interviewed anymore. I'm waiting for my 15 minutes of fame to be over.
Your son is such a great kid.
He's a wonderful kid, Dennis. You can't believe it.
I want to meet Dan. Let's have him into the studio.
They took that and ran with it and turned him into a racist. And it was just so unfair.
I love your son. I think any mother would be proud of that kid.
Absolutely.
And you just have to close your ears to it because he's the greatest kid.
And we've been joking about the 1% versus the 99%. You know, here's the 1% being vocal again. And the 99% that thought it was humorous and got a charge out of it.
Right.
You know.
I love him. I love him. I want. How old is he?
And Judy, to hear you say you love my son, it just, I'm quelling right now.
Why?
You're
because so funny.
Because it makes me, I love you and Dennis.
Oh, let me tell you something. Kathy.
I love your chemistry. I love your points of view. I love your humor.
If I had a marriageable age daughter right now, I would so be fixing them up.
How old is your oldest daughter?
Well, the oldest one's married.
Oh, right.
But the second one is only 15, and then I wouldn't be happy.
Far too young. And Joe is a single young man. Unfortunately, the picture of him in the Star Ledger was not at all complimentary.
Well, that's not my favorite paper anyway.
Judy, our program director is here.
Okay.
Hey, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, and I want to say hi to Joe's mom.
Hi.
Hi, it's Eric Johnson. I'm the program director here. How are you?
Hey, Eric Johnson. I feel like you're a part of my family. I've been listening to you guys for so long.
That's awesome. Hey, he's invited to come in. You know, I talked to a lot of people about that map, and you know, obviously you can nitpick about the labels that are on there, but you know what? I was born in Atlantic City, and I was actually raised in a ghetto in the woods, which is where Maze Landing is. But those labels are so great, and it's so close to being dead on, I think, that he's invited to come in anytime and, like, you know, maybe hang out with Dennis and Judy one day.
I'd love that.
You know, as much as I would love that for him, right now he's turned down a couple other interviews, nothing nearly as stellar as Dennis and Judy show.
Well, because we don't want to interview him.
He can hang out and be part of the show one day.
He
clearly understands New Jersey in a way that... you know, that I think that our hosts do, and he would fit right in here. So, you know, if you wanted to hang out with Dennis and Judy one day, let's see what he can do on the radio.
Just tell him to come have lunch with us.
Well, you know what? I'll put it out there to him.
Yeah, if he wants to come in one day just as a co-host, just to goof around.
All righty.
Because he clearly understands New Jersey. That map really shows that he really gets what the state's all about.
And he does understand the state. And by his job working for the state, and I have to make completely clear, as it was made clear in most of the blogs and things about the map, yes, he works for the state, in quotes, but he's like an outside contractor intern that helps, he's a steward of the Natural Lands Trust.
All right,
so
don't worry. We won't judge him.
All over the state and to maintain publicly held lands. So he would never do anything to detriment the state in any way.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, yeah. We were all very impressed by it, and I know other people in the media, and they were impressed by it, and you know, family members that have been in the state their whole lives, I mean, we're all very impressed by that map and what he did there.
Aww.
All right, well, I take all of these compliments, and I will pass them all along to him.
So great. Get him in here.
All right, Kathy. And, Eric, thanks
thank
for
you,
saying
Eric.
That,
I'll
making that offer.
That
was great.
Air.
Kathy, thank you, and our best to Joe, and let him know. We want him to come up here anytime.
Okay, well, how do I go about doing that? Dennis?
Just
you
go.
Put me off.
No, go on the website. And oh, you want to just take his number?
Right to Scott Taylor. Or, yeah, hold on. We'll give you the... I'm going to call him Aaron. Thanks a lot. Alex is here. Hang on. Alex is going to take all your information.